how to find remarkable clients.
1.
Be on the lookout for small business owners with a big vision. Look for signs of innovation and experimentation. Notice little signals that say, we're not limited to doing things the standard way or the, quote, right way.
2.
When you meet someone, anyone, who owns a business, ask them to tell you about their business. Note, keep them talking about their business. Resist the temptation to tell them about your business. You can always talk to them again later. Listen and learn.
3.
The benefit of listening to as many business owners as you can, as often as you can, is that you will learn about the felt needs of the average business owner.
4.
You will learn about their frustrations, their limiting factors, their hopes and dreams, and how they measure success. Meaningful conversations with many hundreds of business owners is how you gain deep confidence and genuine authority. You must listen, learn, and feel their experiences, highs and lows, joys and sorrows. You can attain mastery by internalizing and carrying within you the experiences of other people. There is no other way.
Most misunderstandings result from a lack of definition of terms.
In the language of the Wizards of Ads, strategy is all about the message we are using to bond potential customers and influencers to our client, and why we think that message will work.
There are two kinds of strategy.
1.
Business strategy is the fundamental Rube Goldberg sequence of events that a business is built upon. This triggers that, which activates that, which then... We'll talk more about business strategy later in this book.
2.
Message strategy addresses the customer's fundamental question. What are you offering me, and why should I care? Business strategy and message strategy are different things, but strangely linked in that each of them informs and affects the other.
A plan is that sequence of events through which we will implement our strategy.
A plan can be short, mid, or long term. Therefore, the length of the plan, in days, months, or years, should always be specified when plans are mentioned.
We use mass media because every living person is an influencer.
In many ways, online marketing and online media has done itself a disservice by focusing on targeting more than reach. A couple of very interesting studies that are out there. One was a study by Nielsen about the relative contributions of reach versus targeting in effectiveness. And they concluded with a survey of about 500 econometric models that targeting only adds about 10% to the effectiveness of a campaign on average. A very similar result came from some work by D2D, where they looked at over 200 econometric models from a wide range of categories, and they concluded that targeting of a campaign adds only about 10% to effectiveness. So the same numbers, two very different methods.
Les Binet, data scientist, in the Binet and Field YouTube interview, summer 2020, full version.
Customer bonding is built upon the client's willingness to say things in ads that would normally be shared only with trusted friends. This requires a client who is willing to be vulnerable. Any client whose insecurity makes them too proud to share their heart is not a good fit for the Wizards of Ads. A business owner who is perceived to be open-minded, light-hearted, and committed to the customer's happiness will be the one the customer thinks of first and feels the best about when they or any of their friends need what that business owner sells.
Sales activation ads feature a product or service and a price.
Dull offers are not sales activation. When possible, and it usually is, make your sales activation offers within the style guide of your customer bonding ads. This will keep your campaign from sounding as though it suffers from split personality syndrome.